Hello everyone, I'm Chris Chartrand, and this is my Spoken Sunday entry for the July 4th weekend. To read more of my fiction, please visit thedarkeagle.com, and be sure to search Twitter with the hashtag Spoken Sunday each week to hear more stories and poetry read by their authors. And now, Billy McGee's Tall Tale. It's a foggy night. I know, lame, right? And I only mention it because it's a particularly dense fog. The street I'm on has only two lights, adding to the ominous feeling that someone is behind me. There are no footsteps, but I hear a sort of odd breathing. A noisy breath in, loud breath out, over and over. I decide to slow down. I want to know if whatever's behind me in the fog is trying to catch me or stay well behind. The noisy breathing sounds get closer. Right about now, you're wondering if this is the setup for the twist ending. Is the hunted really the hunter? Is this a red herring to throw you off the trail? No, it's legit. I mean, I'm a ritualistic killer, except my victims are usually bottles of scotch. Sometimes, if I'm desperate and I need to feel life slipping through my fingers, I may attack a bottle of vodka, and there was this one hedonistic night involving tequila, but it's so gruesome I can't even bring myself to talk about it. No, it's not me hunting tonight. The breathing sounds grow louder and louder. Whatever it is, it's right behind me now. I step to the side to let it pass. And it's a young kid. I'm guessing 18, 19 years old. It must be a college freshman just moved out of mama's house trying to teach himself how to smoke. It takes a sloppy drag on his cigarette, pauses, and noisily breathes out an offensive cloud. I doubt the smoke even enters his lungs. A second before he disappears into the fog ahead of me, he stops and turns. He has a young face, round and blemished like an apple that's fallen off its tree a couple of days ago. Know where I can get a pack of smokes? He asks. The voice is deceptively deep and it throws me off. Around the corner is a liquor store. Yeah? He says, stepping toward me. I stop walking. You got any smokes on you? I'm a little short. My old schoolyard weapon, humor, kicks in on instinct. Still sharp after all these years. Ah, you look about average height to me. The kid grins. I still think he's a kid. He turns and starts walking away again, then stops and turns toward me a second time. Is there a bus stop around here? I notice his voice, and maybe the smoke is hitting his lungs after all. Still, he seems awful young to sound like that. No, but the liquor store has a phone. I'm sure they'll let you call a cab. The kid grumbles and makes to leave again. He turns once more. I expect it this time and cut him off. Nah, I don't have a cell phone, sorry. One of the streetlights kicks off, and I can barely make him out. In fact, I'm only pretty sure that the shadowy bulk in front of me hasn't moved. I hear him breathing in on a cigarette. He's inches from me. I can smell something rotten. I take a reflect back and pull my hands from my pockets. I hear him blow out his smoke. It attacks my nostrils and temporarily mutes the rotten meat odor. I cough right in his face. Sorry about that, friend. I feel I should run. If I can surprise him, I might be able to make it to the liquor store. I make my move and beat feet to the store. I can feel him, and he's right behind me. I can picture his hand, outstretched fingers barely missing my coat. I sense him on my heels, and I hear his raspy laugh behind me. Turn around. If I do, it'll slow me down. My neck hairs are standing up. Every hair is standing up. I pour everything I have into going faster. The liquor store fades in through the fog, a shining beacon of hope. I crash through his doors, screaming, "Ah!" The clerk jumps up and grabs a bat from behind the counter as the kid, what the fuck is he anyway, bursts in behind me. Holy shit! The clerk looks about as surprised as you would imagine. He would, given a screaming man who's just been chased into his store. Martin, what the hell are you doing here this time? Nah, I know my name's not Martin, but in the heat of the moment, I think he must have me confused with someone else. Just out for a snack, my gravel voice assailant answers before winking at the clerk. Aw, hell, are you fucking kidding me? I say in exasperation. I grab the nearest thing I can use as a weapon. It's a bottle of scotch. Great. I smash it on the counter and hold it up in front of me. Let's fucking dance, assholes, I said. Actually, I don't remember what I said, but I'm sure it was something just as awesome and masculine and did not involve me in my pants. Okay, maybe a little. It's at this point in the story where the cop looks at me. I'm covered in blood from head to toe. He looks at me, the bottle of whiskey, to the dead bodies, and then gives me one of those one-eyebrow-lifting-because-you're-talking-bullshit-thing cops do. So you're saying it was self-defense? His partner calls him over to the bodies before I can answer. Hey, Bill, check this out. They lean over and say, you're one lucky son of a bitch, mister. I don't know how you did it, but you killed two skinwalkers with only a broken bottle. Pretty impressive. Goddamn impressive, I say. Well, maybe not exactly, but I'm pretty sure it was just as awesome and masculine-sounding.